Out on the Limb with Dr. Nicola Bird in partnership with Beauty and Wellness TV, your one stop for leading a happy, healthy, and successful life. Celebrating life and illuminating mind, heart, body, and soul.
Welcome, welcome. I am Dr. Nicola Bird. I am a psychotherapist, and I am the founder of Self-Imaging Therapy. Thank you for being here with me today at Out on the Limb. We're here to celebrate life and to illuminate the heart, the mind, the body, and the soul. We have a great show today. The theme is reprogramming your relationship with yourself. Love it. My first guest is health and sensuality coach, yoga teacher, and founder of Healthy, Sexy, Hungry, Ashley Rose Wolf. Ashley specializes in women's health and sensuality, helping women get healthy so they can love their bodies and live turned-on lives. She will share strategies for how we can reconnect with the wisdom and desires that live within our bodies so we can live from a place of pleasure and passion. So we all want more of that. So thank you so much, Ashley, for being here with us today.
Thank you, Nicole. I'm happy to be here.
So, Ashley, I know that we humans are creatures who thrive on rewards. So pleasure is something that we move towards. And at the same time, we can really get stuck in our shadows and challenges that we're struggling with, and then we can really have a conflict within ourselves. And it can be a real push and pull. How can we live from a place of pleasure and passion when we are, in fact, meeting so many different challenges all the time in our lives?
It's a great question. The first thing that I have to say about that is just awareness. Living a pleasureful life really comes down to understanding whether you already are or are not. And with the element of shame and guilt that comes with not deserving it or thinking that it's bad or that we don't have time for it, it's really like sitting down and getting honest with ourselves and saying, am I happy with my life? Do I experience pleasure on a regular basis? Do I feel good regularly? And starting from that place, and then once we have the awareness down, I'm a really big proponent of actually scheduling things in until they become ingrained, because oftentimes when we're trying to develop a new habit or we're trying to bring something new into our lives, if we don't schedule it in, it won't actually happen. So scheduling in pleasure could be as simple as taking yourself on a 5 to 10 minute walk every day, or it could be going to yoga. It could be taking yourself for a mani-pedi. There are so many different forms of pleasure out there that it really takes baby steps to say, okay, yeah, I do have time for this and I do deserve it.
Well, when you say, I mean, I totally support that we schedule it in, because otherwise we can just push it aside, or our mind, we can procrastinate and never get it done. When we are living full lives, and I like to say the word full rather than busy, because that word just seems to just create like sense of, stress. When we're living full lives, how do we, and it gets difficult to create schedules, or we create that block in our heads.
Yeah.
How are we moving through to say, oh, I don't have the time, too difficult? What do we do with that when we get stuck in that kind of rotation, which is so easy when we are living full lives and have a lot on our plate to think, oh,
yes,
just one more thing to schedule in.
Completely.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we definitely don't want pleasure to seem like it's just one more obligation. So the way that I like to think about it is really, how do I want to feel? Because typically the way I want to feel includes some form of pleasure. And when I think of how I want to feel, then I can say, okay, like maybe it's as simple as I want to feel pleasure today. So when I wake up in the morning and I'm thinking about my day, it's not something you need to, like, sit down with a pencil and literally put in your schedule. It's like, how can I experience pleasure this morning? For me, a huge form of pleasure is I stretch when I wake up in the morning and I just feel my body and I feel what it feels like to be in my skin. That's pleasureful for me. I dance when I'm getting ready. That is pleasure. I meet up with my girlfriends for lunch. That is pleasure. So asking yourself in the morning, how do I want to feel, with the idea of pleasure in mind, and then you can incorporate it into your day. And there's a lot of even really simple practices that you can do, like breathing while you're in your car, stopped at a red light, all sorts of little things that don't actually have to be penciled into your schedule, all based around how you want to feel.
Well, I love what you're saying. I love what you're saying because it's something that is done, so that it just really breaks so that I don't have time, that you're mm-hmm. that you can incorporate this focusing on the sensation and the felt sense of pleasure and looking for it in even the smallest moments, meaning rather than not paying any attention, that you're finding pleasure in small things, little things, and making and turning your lens towards that. By doing that, you're cultivating that emotional muscle, so to speak, that mental muscle, so that it becomes part of your life. And we can all do that by just turning our focus and making that a part of our what we put attention to. So I think that I appreciate what you're saying, and I think the listeners, that's such an important point for the listeners to remember. Just plug into it. That's all. So mm-hmm. it doesn't have to be that difficult, and the more you do that, the more normalized it becomes.
Totally, and I find that the more I practice it, I can even find pleasure and feeling good in moments that are uncomfortable or that I find that I don't mm-hmm. usually enjoy. Because it's only about that awareness.
Mm-hmm. And because you cultivated that lens, that way of seeing
yes.
things.
Exactly.
What has that done for your life? How has that impacted your life, doing that?
It has radically transformed everything about my life. It's actually operating from this place of feeling instead of doing. So how do I want to feel instead of what do I have to do? It's very empowering, and also allows you to have flexibility with the choices that you're making in your life. So I don't know if you're familiar with Danielle Laporte. She's got a great resource on this called the Desire Map that really boils something called your core desired feelings down. And core desired feelings are how I now operate in my life, when I'm working with my work schedule, when I'm working with clients, when I'm thinking about the schedule and what I want to do for the year. And so incorporating these core desired feelings into my life and living from a place of desire, what it is I desire to do on a daily basis, has really revolutionized everything. And it's revolutionized my relationship with my mind, with my body, how I connect with others. And it's actually really brought a sense of enjoyment to the work that I do in the world, because when I'm operating from this place of pleasure and desire, I'm not feeling overwhelmed or stressed out about what I have to get done, because I'm actually getting things done in a way that I enjoy.
Well, I totally applaud the core desired feelings model, because I think it's so important, because, I mean, in my work, the plugging into emotions is so we need to harness our emotions, and we can get really scared of them because you know, when you plug into your emotions, you're also going to have to you can't numb out anymore, you can't just
yeah.
flatline, you have to
totally.
Be present, you have to be
mm-hmm.
there, and people are
mm-hmm.
afraid to do that because it also means that you have to face the things that are also difficult or challenging, and so you keep just trying to stay away from things that feel like too much. However, what you're presenting is that the more that you are still plugged in, that will help you, and I totally support that model. I think it's just
mm-hmm.
the way that we cope with life is that processing is what supports us through the difficult times. So it's really, really important to plug into our emotions, plug into ourselves, and if you're harnessing the positive emotions, they will support you through the challenging times.
Mm-hmm. Completely, and you know, also, something I always tell my clients is life is not supposed to be easy all the time. It's supposed to be challenging. That's how we grow. We grow through challenges, and it's being equipped with the right tools to get you through those challenges in a way that, you know, doesn't, you know, set your nervous system on fire and doesn't make you want to run for the hills. But when you get through any sort of challenging situation, it enables you with more strength and ability to get through the next challenging situation. So I really believe that it's important to feel what we feel, even if it's uncomfortable. so that we can continue to grow, so that we can become the best beings that we came here to be.
I'm right on your page, and that message is very, very important and very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, you're you know, really inspiring us with so much knowledge and strategies for living well. You have your website is healthysexyhungry.com. And we're wrapping up shortly. Can you tell us a little bit more about what you offer?
Yeah, so I offer health and sensuality coaching for women. And what that means is I help women tap into the wisdom that lives in their bodies and transcend all the negative, obsessive, programmed beliefs that we have about ourselves and our bodies and our relationships with food. So the health piece is really important, because if you don't have your physical foundation set, if you don't have good gas in your tank, the car's not going to go very far. So helping empower women with understanding what their unique body needs, what their unique life needs and wants in order to grow into its fullest fruition. And then the sensuality piece is, I really found, you know, I work a lot with self-confidence and self-love, and that the deeper into this work I got, I found that if you aren't actually engaging the body in sensual practices, like, you know, feeling your body, moving your body, breathing your body, the self-love level is, you can't actually access it at its fullest potential, because there's still barriers to actually truly loving the body, how it feels, what it looks like, and what it means to be in your skin. And so with that, I offer coaching, and I offer, I teach a sensual style of yoga called O Yoga that's all about activating and awakening the sensual energy in the body and promoting an element of getting comfortable with and honoring your body, so that you can really move into the fullest sense of health and sensuality that you can as a woman, so that you can shine as bright as you can.
Well, Ashley, you're doing amazing work, and for the listeners out there, you can find more about Ashley in the message board below. Again, her website is healthysexyhungry.com, and she works with you wherever you are, so remotely, so everyone can access Ashley's work. And you can sign up for her free program, Reboot Your Booty, a 3-day detox program. So to reprogram your relationship with yourself, to revive your body and mind and spirit and reset your self-perceptions. So that's a beautiful program. Thank you, Ashley, for being with us here today and offering your insights, your energy, and I love what you're doing.
Thank you so much, Nicola. Thank you.
Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
Well, we've gained, yes, hon, many blessings. So we've gained so many insights into how we can reprogram our relationships with ourselves from Ashley, and I'm pleased to share more insights with my next special guest, Rita Ronanchini. Rita is a peak performance strategist and coach. She helps motivate determined people to find their greatness, to grow, and to thrive. So she's offering us a lot of strategies here today to accelerate our journey so we can live life to our fullest potential. Rita, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It is a pleasure.
So, Rita, I know that oftentimes when we think of our potential, people see it as something that they need to become, not something that they already are, which can really get in the way of us owning our potential. When we think that way, we don't know how to harness our gifts and our own gifts and qualities, and because we keep seeing them as some kind of future goal, something that we have to achieve or get to. How can we harness our potential without thinking that where we are or who we are is not enough?
That is an excellent question. And one of the biggest obstacles that we have, I think we all have it at some points or at different points of our lives, is that we think it's something that's outside of us. And it is incredibly challenging to realize that we already have all those gifts within us. We have the greatness within. And to be able to even have those little glimpses of awareness that you do have it, and it is not something that you are trying to achieve outside of you or in the future, often comes from some type of a trigger. It can be many small triggers, a massive trigger of maybe a loss or some type of a more of a catastrophic event where you will suddenly gain more awareness of, you know what, there is something more here than I'm seeing. And you're getting glimpses back into who you really are and what you really have within you. And oftentimes it is challenging, especially by yourself, to really tap into that. And that's where having support system or having somebody in your corner or somebody that can wave a little flag and say, woo, you have it, you got it, and yes, you're on the right track is so helpful.
So, I mean, you're talking about our need to have support so that we can be able to see ourselves from a different light, like more positive support, so that when we're moving towards our goals, we are not seeing that we can know or be tapped into or plugged into the fact that we are already all that we need to be. And what support do we need to help us stay really connected to that knowledge or understanding within us?
That is also a very good question. Typically, or there isn't really, like, although we are all in this same human experience, we're still unique beings, and that's what makes us so amazing and so special, that we can all bring some of our own uniqueness into this whole universe, and which ultimately makes us all whole and one. And to really, there are several different levels of support. And as you move along, at first it may be more challenging to even have the awareness, and that is really one of the first steps also, is to gain more awareness of what you need, what best serves you at any given moment in this journey that you are on. And as you are realizing that not necessarily something that, again, you have to get, whether it's, oh, I have to get more money and that's my support, or I have to get this or I have to get that. It really isn't. You are a very resourceful human being. And as you gain awareness, you will start to realize what you are capable of, and you have the power to really become who you are and being aligned with who you truly are. So the support comes from still from within you, but it can come from your family, your friends, which are one of the people that you mostly associated with and live with. And this is part of the reason why we are maybe stuck in some of the patterns that we are and these beliefs that we are not enough, or that we are looking for something that somewhere in the future, is because we're stuck in a, I don't necessarily like the word negative, but in the pattern that is not serving us. So if you can align yourself with people, friends, family, or other like-minded people that can really bring the best out of you and raise your awareness, and it could be also a coach, it could be a mentor. You can find courses online even that bring up your level of awareness and really rise and bring up your vibration as well.
Well, that's very sage such advice for the listeners, to really be aware of what their environment is and to be making choices around that. And because, again, that can just really inform how we're seeing ourselves and feeling about ourselves. And we want to be connected to empowerment. But I would like to highlight a little bit when you said, and I think that it's something that it's good for people to shift within their own thinking, is when you said you don't like the word negative. Why don't you like the word negative? And I agree with you, by the way.
Yes, it goes with what labels we give different things. I mean, if I say negative, I could really label anything and say it's negative, but it's the energy that is associated with the word. And again, I could, almost the same way I feel about the word enough, where I am not enough. Well, you are enough. You are plenty. I'd rather use the word plenty in the same way of negative. And I'm very much aware of the vibration. And when you even say the word negative, if you observe, and that's another thing that I'm a huge proponent for, is becoming an observer of your own actions and your emotions and your feelings, but also others. And you start to realize when you even use the word negative or say something that's complaining or even whining, it has a negative energy, if you, again, want to use that. But you can see it in their bodies, in their energy field. So I'd rather not use that word and just put a more, if you want to use a label, more neutral label, or instead of even using that, make it to a more positive statement. And oftentimes I use more of the empowering, disempowering. Or I like to look at it in a way of, does this serve me and my greatest good? If it doesn't, I'm going to make a change that whatever it is that I'm asking this question about will do that, instead of saying, this is negative. I'm just saying, okay, this is what it is, and does it serve my greatest good?
So it's really seeing something, which is a theme that comes up in the show, and I really like to stress, and we can't say it enough, is that every moment is that opportunity for learning. Every moment is access point for us to really glean something positive and grow and come out stronger and more powerful once we're moving our lens and shifting it towards perceiving things in that way or understanding ourselves in that in a stronger, more positive light.
Absolutely. I completely agree.
So when people are actually finding themselves stuck and it can be a person, it could be an organization, whatever, when they're stuck, how do we start to break through?
One of the big keys, again, or we already kind of mentioned it here, is the awareness. And the awareness expands as you first start to tap into it. And maybe it, again, is a little bit of a challenge in the beginning. But typically you gain awareness from having to face something or you realize something isn't working. And as you're trying to find solutions, you are gaining some awareness and more momentum to becoming more aware. As you gain more awareness, then you can start to put steps into place that change whatever is not working.
Mm-hmm. So how difficult do you find it is for people to become aware? Because we can be we're so survivalist that we have to really put some time into not kind of avoiding or tuning out or flatlining. We have to be present and put effort into being connected. How much do people struggle with that idea?
It is a challenge, and there are very few people that can go this road and journey alone and really gain that awareness about themselves. Mm-hmm. And it can take a long time, which is why it is really valuable to have those other resources. And again, it doesn't have to be just people or friends or family. It could be gaining awareness from online or just looking at even signs. And you are absolutely right, we are survivalists in a way. For the longest time, I was told by my dad, who passed away when I was 18, that I was a survivor. And I clung on to that because my parents died in an accident. So it was very traumatic for me. And I held on, and I'm like, I'm a survivor. And literally within the last year or so, and this has been several years, it dawned on to me that I'd been holding on to the wrong thing which is to say I'm a survivor, because that is not what this is about. This is about thriving. Our lives are about thriving and not surviving. So it can take a long time, but the great news is it can happen at any moment. It is not something that you have to wait for the future. And you can start to recognize signs, and they could be just tiny little signs to begin with. But take those signs and believe the meaning of those signs, that there is something greater out there, and you are becoming more aware of that. And I think in general, our whole humanity, our consciousness is evolving, and we are evolving as human beings and having the human experience, that we have the capacity of raising our awareness.
I love your final point. It's and it's something I'm a huge proponent of. I say it all the time. Abolish that word survival. Let's move to thriving. Anyone can survive or begging on the street surviving. Thriving is living, and we want to move. So thank you for that point. I think it's so important. We will be wrapping up. Rita, you've been offered us so many amazing strategies for really owning our power. And for the listeners out there, you could find out more about Rita and her work. Rita Roninki, and it's roninki.com. And her link is in the message board below. And she works with people wherever you are. So you can certainly access her amazing work as a coach to enable us to achieve our greatness and to thrive and grow in our lives. And this is for people professionally and personally, to reach their highest potential. Thank you so much, Rita, for being here and offering your strategies and amazing tips and tools for living our best life possible.
Thank you as well so much. I really appreciate it, and you are doing amazing work. Thank you.
Thank you. Bless you. So are you, and I appreciate that. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
So this is Dr. Nicola Bird. We've had amazing insights today into really how we can be so much more plugged into the amazing, powerful people that we really, really are. And I want to always take that time to really put effort into creating relationships with ourselves and being our own very best friend. So put in the effort. You're always worth it. And let's make that and set that intention for today, tomorrow, and the rest of our lives to value ourselves and to put that extra those moments in to feeling powerful in our lives, to knowing our worth, and to knowing that we are always enough, always enough. This is Dr. Nicola Bird. To get more insights on how you can lead your best life possible, go to my website, www.thewellness-network.com. Join my mailing list. You'll get incredible tips and tools for creating the amazing life that you deserve. And remember that sometimes you do need to go out on that limb to achieve the happy, healthy, and successful life that you deserve. I am Dr. Nicola Bird. See you right here tomorrow for another insightful and entertaining segment of Out on the Limb.
You're tuned into Out on the Limb Radio with Dr. Nicola Bird in partnership with Beauty and Wellness TV. Tune in Monday to Friday, 5 p.m. Eastern and 2 p.m. Pacific.